Unless the grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it remains by itself alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. He who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life in this world will keep it for life eternal. Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this very purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all things to myself.
The passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God and our Redeemer. After Jesus and his disciples had finished supper, they went to pray in the Mount of Olives. And when they came to the garden, Jesus said to them,
"Pray that you may not enter into temptation."
And Jesus, going forward a little, fell on the ground and began to pray to his Father,
if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, but not as I will, but your will be done.
Now when he returned to his disciples, he found them sleeping, and he said to them,
"Watch 1 hour with me."
And while he was speaking, a great crowd came, with Judas leading them. Now his betrayer had given them a sign, saying,
"Whomever I kiss, that is he."
And he went up to Jesus and said,
"Hail, Rabbi!"
And Judas kissed him. Then Jesus said to him,
"Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?"
And they seized him and held him.
"They have betrayed me into evil hands. They have flung me into the midst of the wicked, and I shall not be spared. Have you come out as though against a robber, with swords and clubs to seize me? Day after day I was with you teaching in the temple, and you did not lay your hands on me. But this is your hour, and darkness governs all."
Then they led Jesus away to the house of Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders had gathered together. Now the chief priests and all the Sanhedrin sought out witnesses against Jesus, that they might put him to death. And some stood up and bore false witness against him, saying,
This man has said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it after 3 days.
But their evidence did not agree. Then the high priest, standing in their midst, asked Jesus, saying,
Do you make no answer to the things that these men prefer against you?
But Jesus kept silent and made no answer. Again the high priest began to ask him,
Are you the Christ, the Son of the living God?
And Jesus said to him, The high priest tore his garments and he said,
What further need have we of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?
And they condemned him as deserving death. Now Simon Peter and another disciple known to the high priest entered into the courtyard of Caiaphas. And the maid who was portress said to Peter,
Are you not also one of this man's disciples?
Peter answered,
Oh, I am not.
The high priest continued to question Jesus concerning his disciples and his doctrine. Jesus answered,
He has spoken openly to the world, and in secret I have said nothing. Why do you now question me? Question those who have heard what I taught them.
Now when he said these things, one of the attendants by Jesus struck him, saying,
Is this the way to answer the high priest?
Jesus said to him,
of the evil, but if well, why do you strike me?
Outside, Peter was standing by the fire warming himself, and those around him said to him,
Surely you are one of his disciples, for you also are from Galilee.
And Peter denied it for the second time. One of the servants of the high priest asked him,
Did I not see you with him in the garden?
Again Peter denied it.
I know not the man.
And at that moment a cock crowed, and Peter remembered the words of Christ, and going out he wept bitterly.
What have I done to you, O my people? In what way have I grieved you? Out of the land of Egypt did I lead you, and through 40 years in the desert. Your hunger did I feed with manna, and brought you into a land flowing with milk and honey. Is it for this that you bring me to the cross? A vineyard did I plant you, most beautiful, but you have brought forth nothing but bitterness. To quench my thirst, you mingle vinegar and gall. With a lance, you pierce the side of your Redeemer.
Now at festival time, the procurator usually released a prisoner, one petitioned for by the people. There was at that time in prison a murderer named Barabbas. Therefore, when they had gathered together, Pilate asked the people,
"Is it your wish that I release the king of the Jews?"
For he knew that the chief priests had delivered Jesus a thought of envy. But the chief priest stirred the crowd to cry,
"Not this man, but Barabbas."
Pilate again spoke to them,
"What shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?"
And they cried out,
"Crucify him, crucify him."
But Pilate said,
"Why, what evil has he done?"
But they cried out the louder,
"Take him, take him.